And Christmas cheer abounds here in the WRTI Performance Studio in the form of the Bravo Brass. We'd like to welcome them to our studio. And Paul Bryan, who runs things at the Bravo Brass. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
Tell us about the Bravo Brass.
Sure.
It's a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister. Bravo Brass is the brass ensemble program of the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra. We've been in existence for 22 years, and each year, new group of very gifted high school and college-aged musicians that come together to play music that a lot of brass players don't have an opportunity to do very often.
And it's one of many ensembles from the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra, correct?
It is, yeah. There are two main youth orchestras, the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra and the Philadelphia Young Artists Orchestra. There's a young string players program in PRISM. There is a kind of a medium-level youth orchestra in PIMO, and then Tune Up Philly, which is our kind of El Sistema-inspired program around town.
Well, this is the perfect ensemble for the holiday season. You have five pieces you're going to play?
We do.
What's the first one?
The first piece is by Gustav Holst, and it's entitled Christmas Day. And it's kind of a medley of a lot of favorite Christmas carols in Dulce Jubilo, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Come Ye Lofty, Come Ye Lowly, and The First Noel. And he writes them sometimes two at a time, layered in some really beautiful sounds and colors.
Here is the Bravo Brass.
Thank you.
Bravo Brass, live in our WRTI performance studio. And I want to apologize in the Christmas spirit. I've been giving you an article that you don't really need. Unlike the Bronx, the Vatican, and the Hague, Bravo Brass has no the.
We are the only Bravo Brass, so we don't have to specify ourselves.
And what's the next piece you're going to play for us today?
The next piece takes us back in time to the 12th century, so the 1100s, called the Wexford Carol. And it's a beautiful arrangement of an old Irish carol done by Phil Snedeker, who is the professor of trumpet at the Hart School of Music in Hartford, Connecticut, and a good friend of Bravo Brass. It's a really beautiful arrangement, shows off the very warm sound that our instruments can produce.
Bravo Brass on WRTI 90.1 in our performance studio. Paul, I was going to ask you about the different arrangements, because each of these carols is arranged for brass.
Right. It's actually a pretty big business arranging Christmas music, but all of the people who've arranged our music for this evening are all really well-known brass performers as much as they are brass arrangers. So they understand the technical aspects of the instrument, the colors that the instruments can make. So it's their way of being creative, to take the instruments and mix them together and give us different colors with music that we already know, turning it into something that's really unique and creative.
And what's the next piece on the program?
Next piece on the program is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. It's a really cool arrangement. To me, it sounds like something that we should play around Halloween as opposed to Christmas. It's kind of a spooky version of God Rest You. So it's something that we've really enjoyed playing and kind of bringing out those dark, almost scary colors.
Favorite. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. I guess you could play that at Christmas too.
Yeah, it's one of my dad's favorite songs of all time.
I see what you mean about the dark feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've had a lot of fun doing that one.
Now, the next piece is traditionally a Christmas piece, but it didn't start out that way.
No, not at all. It's very much a very treasured piece of folk music. And maybe not the most, but probably one of the most often arranged pieces because of its kind of connection to the Christmas holiday.
Greensleeves.
Greensleeves.
Bravo Brass on WRTI.
Thank you.
Sleeves, performed by Bravo Brass in our WRTI 90.1 performance studio. So the next piece is written by the grandson of the famous and well-respected Jewish philosopher Moses Mendelssohn. What do you think he would have said about his grandson writing a Christmas carol?
I think he would be happy as to how popular it's become. It's really one of the classic pieces of music that we all love to listen to at this time of the year. And this particular arrangement is a lot of fun. It combines kind of an Olympic fanfare with the Hark the Herald that we all know and love. It's arranged by a Curtis alum named Anthony DiLorenzo, who's a fabulous trumpet player and has become a really well-known composer in the film and television industry.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing on WRTI 90.1, performed by Bravo Brass. Music of Mendelssohn, arranged by Anthony DiLorenzo, and performed by Bravo Brass on WRTI 90.1, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Paul, what's up next for Bravo Brass?
We're going to have some fun next week and get together and just read a bunch of new music. In March, we'll be performing two concerts, one on March 2nd at St. Mark's Church in Center City, and one on March 10th at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Burlington, New Jersey. The program is called Brass by Popular Demand. So it's our audience that's actually selecting the program, not us.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say is bravo, Brass. Merry Christmas, and back to you, Deborah.